All right, lots to cover. By the way, I got to tell you, Renee, I don't know how much you watch SNL currently. You watch a lot of SNL?
If I catch it, if I happen to still be awake, which is rare nowadays. But yeah, I mean, I check it out.
To me, it's not even appointment. I don't watch it. I don't, like, if there is, if I hear something secondhand or read something like they had a funny bit, I'll watch it on Twitter. Yeah.
I get like a lot of just it from
catch
TikTok.
That one. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Just catch the one skit.
Yeah.
But I'm not sitting through a whole episode.
Well, maybe you're on to something, and the creators know that because they're taking a different approach as to who their new cast members are. They're embracing this influencer era. They're adding social media stars to the cast this year, like Veronica Slowakowska. Do you know who she is?
No.
Okay. And Please Don't Destroy Skits, Ben Marshall. These are both social media influencers. Mm-hmm. Ben Marshall, you probably recognize him if you do watch SNL because he has had a regular skit on there. Okay. So this new lineup also includes Jeremy Culhane, Cam Patterson, and Tommy Brennan. They're all known for digital comedy chops.
So I am a Cam Patterson fan. He's a little raunchy.
Oh.
He's
Is he the guy that's on Tires? The show Tires?
He's not in Tires.
Okay.
But he is on Kill Tony, which is a Tony Hinchcliffe podcast.
Okay.
He's a regular on there. And it is not it's not a PC place. And so for him to be on SNL, I was very surprised.
Well, so that's interesting, a podcaster. I mean, I don't know what the exact process is, but we've all watched SNL specials of the grueling process.
But he's like a stand-up. So I can see how that makes sense.
Sure.
But yeah, it's a very interesting take what they're doing.
Yeah, and I get it. You have to evolve with the times. If they want to usher in this new audience, you have to go where the kids are and what they're watching, which is social media and TikTok and things like that. Heidi Gardner, she's leaving after 8 seasons. I really liked her. That one bums me out. Michael Longfellow, Devin Walker, and Emil Joachim all leaving. October 4th is the premiere of that one. So they're saying that this season will blend TikTok humor with classic sketch energy.
Okay.
We'll see exactly what that means.
Yeah.
This is not the best energy. Shane, however you want to pronounce it, Cheyenne, whatever.
Oh, hold on. Beth Ann perked up. What is it?
Sheen.
It is Sheen.
Sheen.
Well, didn't they run Super Bowl ads where they were saying it weird? Oh, that was Temu. Okay,
yeah.
So it's Sheen, the cheap fashion giant. They're under fire after shoppers spotted a model on their site who looks exactly like Luigi Mangione. We know him as the man accused of murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Well, now, here's the thing. Mangione, currently locked up in Brooklyn. So unless Sheen's doing a prison photo shoot, pretty safe to assume this was an AI-generated image, but the resemblance is uncanny and
it's him.
Creepy.
It's him.
It is him, but it's not him because, again,
it's
in
jail.
Not
him.
It's not
That's
him.
Correct. It's not him, but it's him.
It's him. It's definitely him.
Yikes.
This shirt featuring the lookalike, an $11 button-down that is sold out.
Sold out?
It's sold out. And if you've ever been on the Sheen website, there's a million options. And this shirt does not stand out as, oh, I need to get that. Or, oh, man, my dude would look good in this shirt. It's him. This is all because of him. So, yeah, a lot of people upset about that one, obviously.
Yikes.
According to Page Six, Travis Kelce proposed to Taylor Swift right after they filmed that record-breaking New Heights podcast episode together. Originally, we had heard that it was just a few days before. Well, a source says that while the two were on the air, there were other people hard at work in Kelce's backyard. A crew was hired to create this magical garden as the two were filming so that Kelce could pop the question to Swift shortly after they wrapped. And they say that Travis chose that day in particular because he wanted Taylor to be glammed up for the occasion and already be in hair and makeup, which was a question that Jamie and I had. How was she already ready to go? You know, was it a casual date night? Did she have an idea it was going to happen? Well, this is why. She was already glammed up for the podcast.
All right. See?
Mm-hmm.
Now we have answers.
And now we have answers. And a ton of different stuff underway with fall season, right? You got the cider mills. You got pumpkin spice lattes. Well, keeping up with the fall theme, It's orchard season, right? And this year could be an extra special orchard experience for you, especially if you're a fan of country music star Lainey Wilson. There's this company called Maize, and they're putting up over 30 Lainey Wilson corn mazes across the country in 25 states, including here in Michigan. And you can check out Lainey at the Westview Orchards and Winery in Washington. The company said, in celebration of her current CMA honor of Entertainer of the Year, you can, quote, get lost with Lainey. These guys really do impressive work. In the past, they have done the same thing with Reba McEntire and Luke Bryan. So I checked it out. I don't know if it looks like Lainey Wilson. It looks like a girl wearing a cowboy hat with a bunch of maize around her, you know. But it's still pretty cool to see the aerial view of it.
So, I don't know. I'm on some country website, blog place. 36 farms across the country have Lainey Wilson corn mazes.
Yeah.
What?
She's amazing. She deserves a corn maze.
All right. This is one of the first times, really, I'm hearing about Lainey Wilson.
Even in Canada.
In Canada, she's very popular.
She has amazing Canada as well.
All right, very good. She's all over the place. And then, is this true about Bill Belichick and his girlfriend? I need to know.
So apparently, Bill Belichick's girlfriend is trying to coin the phrase gold digger. You remember, he's 73, she's 24. She filed a trademark, and she wants to use it for jewelry and keychains. Nothing. I mean, if she can do it, if she can make it happen, good on her. It's like, to me, coining the word the, I don't know.
This seems unbelievable. This cannot.
This whole relationship seems unbelievable.
But see, here's where I think we're going with them. I think we're at the point where they are just doing stuff. Like they're like the new Kardashians or something.
Yeah.
Would you be talking about Bill Belichick to be in the news?
Right. Would you be thinking of him or talking about him as much as you are now?
No, of course not.
I kind of forgot about him.
Because he can't coach football anymore, apparently.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I have no idea.
In my opinion, he's living his best life.
I think they are just, this is just throwing things against the wall to see what sticks.
Well, apparently it's sticking.
I did read somewhere that said somebody knew this girl or was friends with her or was at a sorority. I don't know, something. They were connected somehow. And they said she's like a marketing wizard. Like, she thinks PR all the time.
Obviously. She seems insufferable slightly, though.
Yeah. Trademarking gold digger is wild. All right, that's going to do it for us here on JR Morning. Kevin Dietz and I'll talk. Coming up. See you tomorrow. Have a good one.